Good morning, everyone. So when I was reading today's scripture to prepare for this time, I thought the kids are going to recognize this story. It's the story of when Jesus meets the woman at the well. But I'm not going to tell you that story because Pastor Jim's going to tell you that story. But when I was reading it, one line jumped out at me, and it's when the lady says to Jesus, "Where do you get that living water?" So when you listen to the story, I want you to try to imagine the emotion that this lady has when she says to Jesus, "Where do you get that living water?" Because as much as we can't imagine, back in that day, water was a precious commodity, something that they had to go get themselves. And we all need water, right? But they didn't have a faucet that they could just turn on and get water out of, so they had to go fetch that water. And when Jesus told the Samaritan woman that he could be living water for her and all of the other believers, she was very intrigued. So let's change that to present day. What might we need or be looking for? What if we change that question to, where do you get that living peace in times of trouble and strife? Where do you get that living joy in times of sadness and grief? Where do you get that living courage when you're about to start a new school year? Where do you get that living faith in times of uncertainty? Where do you get that living hope in times of despair? Good news. The answer is the same as Jesus gave that woman. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And although we're not drawing water from a well, what we do need to do is draw closer to God, because in Him we can find that hope, that peace, that joy, that courage. And when we surround ourselves with other people who think and believe the same thing, they can help us, right? So draw near to God, and He will not only give us this living water, but so much more. Let's say a prayer. God, I thank you for these precious people, both young and older. And we thank you that you not only give us living water, but so much more. Help us to draw near to you so that we can receive your peace, your joy, your courage, your faith, and your hope. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.